everybody, welcome to the DMT Podcast, where fall is always in season. This is episode 3 of our third season. I say season a lot, don't I? This is your host, Dave, and with me as always, my fellow host, Jamie.
It's a season to be here. What the fuck was that?
That was just like too many seasons. Too many seasons will ruin the broth, Jamie. There's like too many cooks.
You beat me to it.
It's funny. Okay. You beat me to a lot of things, including off.
That's the second time you said that to me today.
Is it?
Well, you were talking about beating earlier.
Oh yeah, for that doesn't count. That was humorous. So
And what was that? Meaningful?
I don't know. It just is. So
the gayest podcast in the world.
Oh, we could make it worse. But
God, oh, I really don't want to.
Something came out this week.
Yeah, a couple of things have come out apparently.
Yeah, the newest Nintendo console, Nintendo Switch, is now out. I don't have one. Jamie does. I feel sad.
I don't feel sad.
No, you don't, because you have a Switch. How are you finding the Switch?
Okay, so the console itself, set up pretty quick, about 20 minutes. And that includes, connected to the internet, signing in with Nintendo IDs and stuff like that. All the basic stuff you need to do when setting up a new console, basically. Mm-hmm. But I'd say that's pretty quick for any console. Besides that, I didn't get Zelda. Zelda yet. I could only... when I pre-ordered it, there was only one game option.
You just get it digitally, though, after you get the Switch?
If I wanted to use the entire hard drive space of the Switch.
You don't have a very high hard drive space.
Well, what you need to do is you need to get a micro SD card.
For more memory.
Yep.
Don't you have like 20 of those from your like 8 2DSs you've been buying?
Yeah, but they're like 2 gigs. You need like an 8. You need 8, I think.
Oh, so Breath of the Wild is about 8 gigs or so?
Breath of the Wild is big. Like, literally and metrically, I guess.
That makes... aren't those kind of the same thing in this circumstance? But,
yes.
Yeah, so Nintendo Switch is out. I wish I could have gotten one of those, but I have bills and things. I probably won't be able to get it for another at least half a month, maybe a whole month or two.
I'd say probably like 90% of the people who got it on launch got it for Zelda. I mean, even without having Zelda. So, I mean, if you're okay waiting for Zelda or getting a Wii U or something, then there's no rush to get the Switch, really.
Well, the problem with that, though, is that I'm already seeing people who are posting playthroughs of it, who are doing all sorts of other things with it. It's like, guys, don't spoil this for me. This is the only Zelda game besides Hyrule Warriors I have never beaten. And that's because it literally just came out. Don't do this to me.
Have you heard the thing that you can immediately go to the final boss if you want to? Because of the open world scale to it? Like, you can literally choose what you want to do. Like, it's that open.
Oh, speedrunners are going to have a brilliant time with that.
I know. It's like, and we start the game, and the boss is dead. 22 seconds. A new record.
You know what? I will give out the speedrunners, though, for being able to pull stuff off like that.
Speedrunners blow my mind.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, how long do they spend in a game to figure out all these little things? Like, jump at this corner, skip this.
The guy who figured out how to beat the game by doing... how to beat Super Mario World by doing something with coins and transferring the memory in there into something else, and therefore he doesn't really beat the game.
Doing something with coins, what?
If Super Mario World, he found this way to... It's sort of like the Mew... quote-unquote hack for Pokemon Blue and Red.
Oh, yeah.
The original ones where you could, like, face an Abra and then enter a double fight state. And then if you fought a Drowsy or something and then went back and start and unstart, you could pop in any Pokemon you wanted.
Oh. I've never heard of that one. I've heard of the other one.
Where it's, you. It's pretty crazy.
I've heard the new one, which is like you have to fight a certain trainer with an Abra and you have to teleport and do stuff like that.
Oh, I haven't heard about that one. That sounds interesting, though. But just for clarification, we were mentioning this earlier. Breath of the Wild on Nintendo Switch is 13.4 gigs.
Yep.
And the console has 32 gigabytes of storage space. So you are going to want to get those micro SDs.
Yep.
Don't do what Jamie does and buy another 2DS instead of just buying a micro SD card. The micro SD card is cheaper than the 2DS.
Yeah, but the 2DS fits in my pants.
That's what a belt's for, which is also cheaper than 2DS.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should just start eating instead of buying stuff to hold my chassis up.
Or you could just, like, work out nonstop. Get buff.
I just beat off all day. Does that work?
I said buff.
Oh.
not beat off. I said buff. There's a difference.
Is there ever a guy with a comically large arm? Like, has there ever been a person who's done it so often they've actually got one muscular arm?
Well, there is a guy who has an extremely muscular arm, but not for that reason. It's because he's the world's arm wrestling champion.
Oh. That's what they call it.
Like, if you look at him, it's definitely a... One of his arms is much bigger than the other, but he will ruin you in an arm wrestling fight.
Thank God you clarified arm wrestling fight. Because it's just like, jeez.
Well, Jamie, not everyone's mind switched immediately to sex like yours does.
But,
well, are you going to deny it?
Dave, you can't deny something when it's true.
Exactly.
So,
old boy. So,
I was going to say, besides that with the Switch, it's...
I was going to mention something about the Switch quickly.
Besides games, it's very... The dashboard, the home menu kind of thing, it's very empty. You know how the Wii U had a load of those preloaded app kind of things? Like Mii Creator, all that? They're all gone. It's just nothing.
Good.
The only thing you can put on it is games, basically. There's none of that, like YouTube app or Netflix or any of that.
Good, I didn't like those.
Good, then. Yeah. You're in luck.
All right. So, people are already scalping Nintendo Switches. The lowest price is $420.
I mean, do people not realize they could probably just buy one from the shop for less than that still? Like, they're not...
Oh, that's on Amazon.
Oh. I mean, they're not actually sold out, really. Like... It's not like it's impossible to find. I've still seen... There's still places where you can buy them right now and stuff.
Maybe in England, but this is... In America, I doubt it. America goes crazy when things like this happen.
Huh. I know some of the additional stuff, like the Pro Controller, that's gone. But I haven't seen anything...
Oh yeah, Pro Controllers go quickly for some reason.
But yeah, the other day I was like, oh not the other day, yesterday, I was looking at Zelda because I've seen everything. And obviously price drops a bit once the game's physically once the console's actually released. But yeah, I could still like see them to buy. Like it'd probably take like a few days to get. I mean, anyways.
It must be an England thing then, because in America it is sold out in Walmarts and Amazon and I believe Best Buy as well.
Oh, in-store, yeah. But I mean, like, the opposite of in-store.
Online?
Yeah. I mean, online.
I was just checking online, Jamie. It's sold out. That $420 I mentioned, that's someone scalping it on Amazon. So even if I didn't have bills and things to pay, I would not be able to get a Switch. Yeah, I probably still wouldn't do it because I'm not doing it for that. That's absurd. I have responsibilities here. Come on.
Yeah. So, Speaking of the games of the Switch, besides Legend of Zelda, which has had great reviews so far, none of the other games have been reviewed that well. Everything's like average.
I heard the what you call it?
Which two other launch games are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking of the one that teaches you about the one Nintendo always includes that teaches you about the console, the 1-2 Switch. I've heard mixed things about that. I've heard some people say it's not that great, and then I've heard other people say this is the greatest thing on the face of the planet. It seems to be very divided.
Yeah, it's very average.
Average, he calls it.
Like, it's worth having for anyone who's like a social gamer kind of thing, where you'd have friends around to play a game.
But because
that's about it. Like, if you're playing it by yourself, if you have it by yourself, it's completely pointless to you, because every game type in that is multiplayer. And there's just... That's kind of it.
So clearly just not as good as...
Legend of Zelda is it. Like, it's the thing that made the console, kind of thing. It's like their launch title, it's all that. And it's doing... It's done well.
So you haven't had a chance then to try out the punching game that I know you were talking about a lot.
I don't believe ARMS is out yet.
I thought it was.
I think it's later this month.
So what's the other game then besides the 1-2 Switch that's available?
Well, the other big, I say big, but the other game that's a full price game is Super Bomberman.
Oh, I love Bomberman back in the day. Now, hold on. Is this like Bomberman, or like the crap Bomberman?
This is a Bomberman with like boss battles and multiplayer, and I think a single player or something. ARMS has not got a release date as of yet. Just second quarter 2017.
Okay.
Which seems weird, because I would have thought that had also been a launch game.
Yeah. But you know how launch titles on Nintendo are. It always seems funny at first. Even like the Wii did not have great launch things. It's considered one of the most successful consoles ever for Nintendo.
True.
Nintendo seems to have a thing with funny launch titles. They've been like that ever since the 64.
Yeah. But, so talk about 1-2 Switch. It's decent, it's fun. It should have just been come with the console. It should have been like preloaded onto the
like
console
the Wii
kind
Sports
of thing.
Thing.
Exactly. Exactly what it should have been.
Yeah. I've heard it's from what I've heard of it, I haven't really looked at any footage, is that it's a lot like WarioWare.
It is. There's very ridiculous little mini games. There's a game type that's like a board game where you could play in groups of whatever, and you just switch people out. And it's like whoever wins the mini game gets to advance, and then it's just like a back and forth board game, basically.
Okay. Oh, so it's a board game so it's like a really miniature version of Mario Party.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. But besides that, there's just the 28 individual mini games. The board game version of it, which is called Team Battle or Sank. And then you can press a button that will randomly pick a game for you to play.
Okay.
Each mini game is as it is. There's no, like, difficulties or changing any options. It's just play it way...
It just is?
Yeah.
Now, have you, have you milked the cow yet, Jamie?
Yeah.
You sound sad when you say that. I don't know why.
I've played every minigame on it at least once.
I like how sad you sounded when I answered that question. Yeah, I have...
Yeah, they're all decent. Like, they're all well executed, and they utilize the control system and stuff like that. It's just when you get down to it, eventually you just look at it and you think, this is kind of it. Like, it's like Mario Party if they took out the party and just had the mini games. Like, you just need a little bit more to it to feel like it's something. You know what I mean?
Kinda, yeah.
But not saying it's a bad game. It's a fun game, and it's made fun.
That's not what you wanted.
I don't even say that. It's what I expected. I was just kind of hoping there'd be a little bit more to surprise me.
It's a little bare then, it seems like.
Yeah. What I'm hoping, though, because of the way it's set up and everything like that, I'm hoping that it's a game that they'll continue to support by just adding additional mini games as they make them, kind of thing. Doubtful, because Nintendo and Nintendo don't really do that.
Yeah, but I don't. I see this more as it's just like the training wheels, and once it's on there, they're not going to really mess with it much.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, it's like saying, I wish Wii Sports would have added more sports games, but I kind of do.
Or fixed boxing.
I was good at boxing.
The box, you have to admit, though, was broken.
I always found the boxing to be broken, and I always hated baseball.
The baseball especially, yes. Oh my gosh.
Because you just hit it and it would just like lock onto them and then they'd stare at you with their stupid me faces.
Yeah.
Fucking me's.
The rage is real.
I'll also say this about the Switch so far. There's no...
Mm-hmm.
There's no like reason to create me's, basically, so far. There's the option to do it when you make your user account, because you... Mm-hmm. But that's only to have like the profile picture, basically.
Okay.
There's no like me area. There's no in-depth me creator, and there's no games so far that feature me's.
Okay.
I mean, that's likely to change with some of the upcoming games, like Mario Kart, because Mario Kart, you know, lets you use me's. But at the moment, mm-hmm. It's just no me's.
It's mostly just for the sake to say for having one for later, right?
About. Yeah. I'm not disappointed with the console. I mean, I'd probably be talking about a lot more enthusiastic if I had Legend of Zelda to play.
Mm-hmm.
So in a couple of days, I'll be praising the shit out of the console.
In a couple of days, you'll be good to go, right?
Yeah. But I just kind of wish there was something more, like, big, you know? Like, Legend of Zelda's the only, like, Nintendo property that exists on it, kind of thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Established Nintendo character on the Switch at the moment. Like, I feel like a Mario game, or even... I feel like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe should have been launch, because it's mostly assets of a previously owned game, previously existing game with a few updates. I don't understand why that couldn't already be on the Switch.
Well, maybe they're adding new things there, or they ran into some issue with, who knows what. It could be a million things they ran into issues with.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just saying, the people who bought it for the Zelda, they're happy, they're good. The people who have it without Zelda, which aren't many people, honestly, they're not really going to be getting much out of it until more stuff comes out.
Yeah. Jamie's really the only guy who has it without Zelda.
Yeah. I pre-ordered it kind of at the last minute, and by then, there was no Zelda copies available.
Yeah. And you didn't have a micro SD card available. Nope. Could you get it and then transfer it to a micro SD card?
I've got a copy of it ordered. It's just I ordered. I see.
It's just not on the way yet. It's just not there yet.
I ordered it yesterday. Mm-hmm. About, not even that late. I ordered it about 11 o'clock in the morning. And I paid additional money to get it day one delivered, which means the next day I should have received it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Seems legit.
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, like, all day, at home, not doing anything. About 4 o'clock, getting ready for work. About half three. Well, I started at four. get ready to go to work. That's when it shows up.
Of course, because you know now you weren't busy.
It's like that's not why you pre-order a game to receive it at the end of the day. You pre-order a game to get it as quick as possible. I could have just stayed up at midnight and gone to a shop and got it quicker.
Who did you pre-order it from?
Game.
Game?
Yeah. I don't know if Game exists for you.
I mean, games exist for me. I just have never heard of a company called Game. It definitely must be a British thing.
I think it might be... It's our version of GameStop, basically.
I thought you guys didn't have any versions of GameStop anymore.
We have Game. We have Game and that's it. If I wanted to pre-order a game, it'd be Games. Amazon. It'd be Amazon, the Nintendo Store, or Game. That's all I've got.
We've got Games.
Games.
Would you like some Games?
I'm not responding to this.
Jamie, don't you want to play some Games?
Aye.
Let's go to Games and get some Games. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this in my life.
Yeah. Alright. You have a lot of fun by yourself. You're going to be doing a podcast by yourself where you just go games, games, games.
Hey, I bet you there are weirder podcasts out there, okay? Don't judge me. I don't judge you for some of the things you've done.
I would say name a few, but I really don't want to be reminded.
I mean, you've already named one yourself. You stick a 2DS down your pants instead of buying a belt.
No, it's to carry it.
You also said it helps you keep your pants up.
That's a bonus.
Jamie, that shouldn't need to be a bonus.
It's two different things. It's also free because it's protection. If I got kicked in the balls, I'd just kick a 2DS and then he'd be
the
stupid one.
Why would you be getting kicked in the balls?
Because Britain, it happens. People, you know, it's feminists. They don't like men.
I know the title for this week's podcast is. They're feminists. They don't like men. Oh my gosh, that's the greatest thing I think I've ever heard.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, just the way you phrase that was so beautiful.
But yeah. Also, there's just people who like go around kicking people in the nuts. It's a thing. It shouldn't be.
Well, you know, that's why you dodge it and then you punch them in the face.
Well, so if the next time someone comes running at me, prepared to kick me in the nuts, I'll do a sweet barrel roll. Do a 360 spin.
And I wouldn't do a barrel roll. That's not how you dodge a kick to the balls. That's how you get kicked in the head.
And then I'll kick him in the nuts. Or no, I'll kick him in the face. I'll rise above it and hit him in the face.
rise above the belt, Jamie. That's still the funniest thing I think I've heard in a long time. They're feminists. They don't like men.
I stand by. I'm true.
You stand by what you said?
Of course. And if I don't, no one will.
If JB doesn't stand by what he says, who will?
What was I thinking of?
I don't know. It's a good question. Jamie, what were you thinking of?
Something on the internet that I saw. Oh, yeah. We seem to have a little trend where we talk about the whole, how there's like 20 million genders now. But there's something that I recently read, which...
I don't know if that's a trend we should have.
I know. But there's one that I recently read that I kind of want to tell you, just because I don't want to hear your reaction to it.
This is going to scare me, isn't it?
This was a girl on Twitter. Or...
Okay.
I don't know if I should show you. I don't know if she's a girl. I can't prove it, other than every aspect of her bodily appearance. But she was like, She was like, I can't stand when people refer to their babies as a boy or a girl. They are unable to express their gender.
No. We talked about this before. Yep.
No, but this is just the saying she said, or the phrasing that she used at the end. She says, until babies are old enough to express their gender for themselves, they should be referred to as baby self and toddler self.
Okay, I'll admit that's stupid, but yeah, we talked about that before. We talked about that last episode.
We talked about that, and it's more like the whole baby self, toddler self. Like trying to find a gender-neutral verb for a child, for a baby.
Well, I agree, it's stupid. No, but yeah, we already talked about that. It's dumb, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the whole conversation comes down to.
I don't know how I keep finding that stuff on Twitter. I don't even look for it.
Probably the same way you find things about Supergirl.
What was the most recent
Supergirl? And The Flash and all the other episodes that you hate.
I don't hate The Flash.
It's like, you always wonder how you find these things. That's because you look for something, and then you get angry about it, so you can tell me about it. Sometimes, half this podcast, when it comes to DC stuff, is you being mad about something because you went out and actively looked for it.
I'm just disappointed. They do an episode about gorillas attacking, and half of it's spent talking about relationships. So I'm not watching bloody...
That's because it's drama TV. It's not really meant for guys.
Yeah, but why make a show about The Flash when 80% of the show is going to be him crying because the girl don't love him?
Because they will attract the girls more. They want to make him about The Flash because he looks attractive and there's a reason for him having superpowers. Why make a show about killing monsters when it's about two good-looking guys running around the country? That's pretty much Supernatural in a nutshell.
I actually know a girl who watches Supernatural. She also listens to this podcast.
No, the thing is, it's not a show meant for guys. It's meant for ladies. That's all it comes down to.
But why do we have to take, like, the cool stuff? Why do we have to have superheroes and monster hunters, but yet make it all feminine?
Because women watch more of that TV than guys do.
I'll tell you what show wasn't ever...
Demographics.
I'll tell you what show never went that way. Constantine. Like, if you watch the entire show...
There are shows that are meant for guys like that, but we're a smaller demographic than others, so they'll make more money if they target the ladies there.
Yeah,
that's basically all it is. You're not important enough, Jamie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want superheroes doing stuff about falling in love every 2 seconds. I mean, I know it happens. It's probably a big thing in the comic books too, but I'm pretty sure there's never a point where every 5 minutes the Flash is like it's like getting distracted while saving people because he's scared his wife's going to die or whatever. I don't even know.
Tonight, Jamie's going to fall in love.
Yeah, and then I'm going to cry about it.
Seems legit.
Green Arrow doesn't do that. Not recently, anyway.
That's because for everyone he loves, they're already dead.
Yeah, true. At the moment, what's he doing at the moment? Oh, yeah, at the moment he's the mayor. That's his thing.
He's mayor?
Yeah, he's mayor of Star City.
Okay, that's new.
I think it's in the comic books.
I don't remember him ever being mayor. Billionaire, yes. Vigilante hero, yes.
He's not really a
serious liberal, yes. Yeah, in the comics, he's supposed to be like next to Bruce Wayne. He's one of the richest people in the world.
I mean, he used to be like he had a company, but they made it. He got he lost it like 3 seasons ago. I don't know what he does. I think if he wasn't mayor, he probably would be as poor as it can be.
I do remember Green Arrow had gambling problems in the comics too.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in the show yet. I kind of wish it screw that way. Like they had Roy Harper around for a while, but they never did the whole heroin the whole... and him getting addicted to heroin and then getting AIDS. I just feel like that had been a lot more interesting television than what they did with the character. Do you know, I know what they did with the character?
But there's no way that he would that would have happened.
They made the character fall in love, cry, and then leave.
Isn't that what you do when you fall in love? You get sad about it? Like, especially if it's a Welsh girl?
It's never going to be a Welsh girl, Dave, so I don't know what you're going to say. If I get married to a Welsh girl one day, you're going to perform the ceremony in Welsh.
I'll do it. I will learn Welsh. Or, no, is it Welsh you speak or is it Gaelic?
Gaelic, Welsh, I don't give a shit.
Because Scotland and Ireland have Gaelic, but I don't know if Wales does as well. But I will learn whatever language it is that I'm needed to learn in order to do that ceremony. I have no problem with that.
I'd be the biggest asshole at that ceremony. I'd be like, go on, speak your gibberish. Like, this is the language of my people. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to put my headphones in. She's like, you can't listen to music. This is our wedding. Shush.
No, because if you're actually in love with her, then you will do it. You will, because you love her. And I'll be there grinning at you as I perform the ceremony in Welsh or Gaelic or whatever language it is. And just somewhere in your brain, you're just going to be thinking, this is all Dave's fault.
How did Dave do this? Did he poison me?
How did he pull this off?
He did it. He's done it. We're all screwed. We're going to die.
I don't know how this came to pass. But I must stop it. Oh, that would be so funny, though. You have to admit.
You'd probably get the biggest laugh out of it.
I would. I would find it absolutely amazingly hilarious. Out of everyone Jamie falls in love with, he falls in love with a Welsh girl.
Yeah. This podcast paints me to be incredibly racist.
I mean... I can't deny that sentiment, no.
I mean, I'm not going to deny that it's wrong. Maybe I should.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you did kind of paint yourself into that corner there.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like a ignorant racist. Like, I understand what people are, and I respect their races. I just...
I'm not going to say that it's something that's okay, but yeah. It is something that I think is a product of you being British. In the same way that a lot of Asians are just racist against each other very subtly, all the UK is racist against each other as well, because they have a lot of bad history. I'm not saying that's good that you guys don't get along like that, but it's true.
I think you're also skewed with my humor. I've got a very dark sense of humor.
No, that's just you.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, dark humor is like a child. It never gets old.
I recently had a...
I said that wrong.
Dark humor is like a child. It never gets old.
Yeah, I said that wrong. It's supposed to be dark humor is like a dying child.
It never grows up.
Have you not heard that before?
No, I just figured that out of my head. I was like, God damn.
Yep.
I do
welcome to the jungle, it gets really dark.
I do apologize recently for being dark.
Oh? Sounds like a story.
Oh, it's a story that's going to get cut. I can tell you that right now, I can sense it.
Considering something... Hey, I told a story about how I cracked myself in a truck.
Yeah, that's still a great episode. It's episode 22, I think that is.
I am so ashamed of it, too. But compared to that, I don't know what you could say.
I recently had a girl explain to me about medication that girls will take in order to avoid being pregnant.
Oh yeah, birth control pills.
And I replied, why do you need the medication? Just fall down the stairs.
Yeah, that's a little dark. I can see why that'd be taken the wrong way. Imagine that.
I then spent 20 minutes trying to make sure that what I said, like... The person I said it to, not necessarily like a person with similar style humor to mine, but I didn't know if maybe that was actually too far or they were pulling my leg. Luckily it was kind of both. They were definitely outraged, but not in the sense where they'd be like, yep, we're never speaking again, which is good.
Well, that's good.
But yeah.
That sounds appropriately dark, though.
Yeah. I love dark humor. It's so great.
I know you do.
It's just so out of nowhere. Like,
personally, I have a hard time seeing dark humor.
How come?
Well, because there's no lights on. Eh? Eh?
Oh, God.
That's my type of humor. Is kind of like dad like humor.
What I wish you would do is I wish you'd go back and edit in the sound of like a Skype call disconnecting just then. I would have done it, but it'd just been so much of a hassle to get back into the Skype call.
It would have been. You would have ruined everything. Like, I wouldn't have been pleased. But yeah, that's my type of humor there.
I mean, I accept that humor. I like that humor
too. I accept this, but I don't have to like it.
I mean, I love making a dumb pun. I wish I could remember what the jokes I've made.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a couple I know. Shoot, I had just been thinking of one the other day, and now I can't remember it. Makes me a little sad.
Oh yeah, I got one.
It's like, okay.
I always like when you're in like when you're going on like a long car journey, and you can just close your eyes and rest for a bit. Sadly, the people on the bus that I was driving didn't.
That's more. I'd say that's still more dark humor than dad joke humor.
It was a bit both. I saw a good dad joke the other day.
Was it one I told?
No, it was It was Will Smith doing a dad joke kind of thing.
It was on like that makes sense.
It was on a talk show, and he was just like. He's just like saying this weird story that everyone was like, okay. And then like he just suddenly made everyone jump. Like he spent maybe 5 minutes building up just to, you know, go boo, basically.
Mm-hmm. I heard a great dad joke from Bernie in an animated short recently.
Is this the, I think I know the one you're talking about.
But it's the brick joke, yeah.
It's the brick and the,
yeah.
It's such a great
product. I'm not going to bother to repeat it here because it is his joke. And
it's really long.
I feel like anyone who listened to us already listens to Rooster Teeth, so they probably would have heard it.
It's a great build-up. It's a great build-up to a joke. You're just like...
It's a great example of what a dad joke is, yes.
Yep. Speaking of dad jokes, I recently heard that Teen Dad Joke Season 3 is in the works.
It is in the works. We're slowly working on it. It's taking a while, but it is going to happen.
You're prizing a role of dad number 3.
Yep. In fact, we might have 4 dads this time. It depends.
How
do you feel about that? Yeah. I don't want to give out details because, you know, it is still a project in the works, but also because I can't confirm anything. I'm not the leader of the project. But we may end up having 4 dads.
Can we confirm that because you're in it, obviously it won't be your destiny?
Yeah. It won't. Oh, no, it's not going to be Destiny. Yeah. One, because there are no more Destiny strikes at the moment to run. And two, because I hate Destiny.
With a passion.
Yep.
Do you think you're the person who played Destiny the most but hate it the most too?
No, there are probably people out there who have like gotten tattoos of why Destiny sucks. Okay. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, but those people probably haven't played it as much as you. Do you think you've got like the weirdest comparison of most playtime compared to how much you dislike it?
Probably not, no.
I think you've got to be close. I mean, you did a whole Let's Play series dedicated to a game that you just hated.
I guess, I mean, maybe, but I don't really think of myself as being the most hateful person about Destiny in the world. It's just not something I do.
Are you going to get Destiny 2?
No. I've thought about it, but I probably won't because I'll just wait like 2 or 3 years and get all of it and all the expansion packs for like $40.
You'll get Destiny the Collection, which will be Destiny 1 and 2 in like a bundle pack. Like 8
additional. And Destiny 3 and 4. And I'll get the entire series for like $20.
It'd be 8 additional quests for each game, plus plus the original voice of the ghost, the original ghost voice. I'm pretty sure I said it before, but Peter Dinklage wasn't the worst voice actor in that game. The worst voice actor in that game is the bloody announcer for multiplayer. The bloody announcer.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He sucks so much.
It's just so dispassionate. There's no passion in it. I mean, I get he's supposed to be a noble character, but who is, he could at least show some excitement.
Wait,
it's Lord Shaxx,
okay.
The wolves guy.
Is it actually him? God. He actually sounds okay in the iron whatever. Whatever the DLC with him. He sounds alright in that. He's just not a good announcer. Get Nathan Fillion to do it.
Or just get someone excited with more excitement to do it. Just period. Just have them sound more excited about it.
Or the ghost.
There's people beating each other to death. Get someone excited to do it.
Varix? Varix would have been good. He loves people killing.
He loves people killing stuff. You need someone with excitement though. Like the reason the Halo announcer was so good is because there was a lot of excitement when he said "Kill-tacular." Like you could feel the energy behind that.
My favorite is when he goes "Unfreaking believable."
Yeah, see, like, it's just got amazing energy to it. And just hearing a guy say, "You're almost there, Guardian," it doesn't fit the type of game type it is. Multiplayer, especially in a shooter game, is not this noble sort of thing. It's I'm going to beat you to death, teabag you, take your stuff, selfies your stuff, and then throw it in your respawn's face.
Yeah. I mean, this is weird when you just hear the guy going, like, twit, or whatever. I don't even know what the kind of stuff he says. He just utters speeches like he's bloody addressing the Queen. Meanwhile, people are teabagging and shooting lasers and stuff. It's very conflict.
Yeah. But speaking of, I'm going to go back a bit. I remember the dad joke I was thinking of.
Oh, good.
What do you call a man with no shins?
No idea.
Tony.
What?
Tony.
Fuck's sake. God, that's fucked up. I hate that. I hate that because I'm using my brain to do that. My brain could do better things.
That sounds like the... I don't even know about that. My favorite part, though, is to find a pun and to insert it in the conversation subtly. Or just, like, as a response. That's a true dad joke.
I mean,
you remember the old classic, "Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry, I'm dad." That's my favorite type of thing to do now.
Just do that. Just say that whenever you need to.
I do that to my littler cousins all the time, and it's amazing.
It pisses people off so much as well. That's what's kind of great about it.
I mean, I genuinely enjoy these jokes, is the thing. I don't tell them just to be evil. I tell them because I actually find them funny. like the joke, what do you call a judge with no fingers?
Judge with no fingers. I have no clue.
Justice thumbs.
Because you're making yourself laugh.
It's because that was a good one. I found another new subreddit to add to my list of subreddits for... Apparently, I'm just doing this every week.
Is there a dad joke subreddit?
It is! r/dad jokes.
God, you...
That's my newest favorite subreddit.
Is that the first thing you do in the morning is you wake up and you check that? What was that?
No, the first thing I do in the morning is I get out of bed.
I mean, yeah, I can't say do anything from that.
Yeah, that's my new subreddit of the week, r/dad jokes. Go there and enjoy yourself. I saw the greatest like dad joke ever regarding Reddit too. Someone made a post that said, "So a couple of days ago, you guys gave me a bunch of downvotes for posting this." And there was a link, and it was a post that just said this. Oh, it was a beautiful thing. I can just hear, I can feel your anger. I don't know why.
You know, The Simpsons, there was that episode where they had the whole Y2K thing, and all the good celebrities got put on one place, and all the bad celebrities got put on another rocket that went straight to the sun.
I've seen clips of that, yeah.
Yeah. The people in that subreddit are tied to the front of that rocket that's going towards the sun.
Why? That's so good. It's funny.
I feel like those kind of people distract the scientists from curing the disease that's slowly taking over the Earth. And so we just don't... I don't know. But, like, there's things we need in life. But honestly, I'll say this. There's things on this Earth...
Do you not find it funny?
No, I do, and that's why I hate it.
There's no reason to hate it if you find it funny.
I wish there was like a computer that was tied to like time travel where you could just type in and be like, when was the first blank? And then you'd see how it was made. I just want to see when was the first dad joke. But I want to see the first time that happened.
Probably shortly after the invention of humor.
Maybe. Now, do you think it was an execution? The executioner had the thing, and just as he swung it, he said, don't lose your head, and then shot the guy's head off.
No, it was way earlier than that. It's like, shortly after the invention of humor, the very first dad to exist after the invention of humor is the one who pulled it off. So thousands and thousands of years ago, shortly after people realized you could find things purposely funny, a dad told the joke, and his kids groaned.
There's a caveman walked in, and he was holding a rock, and he just went up to his wife and said, you, rock. Do you think that was it?
No, no.
That was a caveman hitting on his
wife. It was more
wife.
Like... No. It was more like one of his kids saying, Dad, I'm tired. I don't want to go hunting. And the dad saying, that's very nice, but tired doesn't have to go hunting. You do.
And the kid just like...
And the kid stopped and thought for a moment and then just looked at their dad with this look of just... That look that only a child can give.
The look where it's like the kid doesn't know whether or not the kid should be embarrassed or not. Is that the kind of look?
Yeah, this was like, what did I do to deserve that?
Like, the look where it's just like, I'm physically hurting because of this joke you've just said.
Yes, that look. You know, I take it you know this look well.
Yeah, I have it. That. I mean, the thing is, it is very much dad jokes because it is very much jokes I hear from my father.
Yep.
I just want to know the evolution.
I see
that
look a lot
from
my cousins now. When you become a father.
You're not a father, Dave.
Well, okay. Most of the time, it's when you become a father. Other times, it's when you become old enough to tell those jokes to kids.
Is there only one member of Team Dad Jokes that actually has kids?
Maybe.
I just thought of that.
We've made jokes about that for a long time. I guess you weren't there for those jokes.
Nah, probably. I think I've thought of that before.
I still think one of the greatest dad jokes I ever told was the one that... There's two of them. And both of them involve Charlie.
Yeah.
The first one was Charlie asked me how my Easter was, and I told him I don't celebrate Easter. And he started to get mad at me, but before he could, I interrupted him and said, I don't celebrate Easter. Here in Illinois, we celebrate Midwester.
I could just imagine Charlie, like, just, like, building up rage, ready to, like, yell at you, and then he's just like, and then he still builds, and then he still, that rage still happens.
No. In that case, there wasn't any rage. It deflated, and he immediately started laughing, because it's, to him, that's the funniest joke I've ever told in my life. But the other occasion did get that reaction. We were all playing Destiny. This is back when I actually played the game, just playing multiplayer. And it was me and somebody. I think it was me and it was me and James running around as a pair on the map. Well, everyone had split up into pairs in order to, you know, die less.
Yeah.
And of course, this was, I think this was back before Team Dad Jokes was a thing. James and I were both like, we're team dad jokes. Charlie, and I said, Charlie, what's your team? And he said, I'm team the Baugh. Oh, well, what's your sub team? I don't believe in sub teams. And without missing a beat, I said, well, do you believe in Kaiser teams? And there was just this pause, and he began to say, if I could hate you to death, I would.
Yeah, I can figure
out. And that's how I know I had done good. And then James started chiming in, like, well, what about hoagie teams? Do you believe in those?
Oh, my God. That's where the team was born. And Charlie was like, and they will but go on to make a series.
Yep. Ironically, we don't tell that many dad jokes in this series.
Has George ever told a dad joke?
Oh, yeah, he tells them all the time. But it's just like, for some reason, we never get all of our dad jokes on film.
Kaiser team. It's fucking dumb.
I thought it was so good.
I mean...
What? No, that was brilliant.
That's the thing, though. Like, a dad joke is stupid but funny. Right? Have I got that wrong, or is that kind of... Yeah.
Like the appeal I wouldn't call them stupid.
Like the appeal of a dad joke is the sigh, right? Like, that's what you do it for.
I mean, we only do it for the sigh because you guys won't laugh at it.
I would laugh, but, like, it's like the sigh is the sound of my brain, like, expending gas from having to been used to figure out your stupid joke in the first place.
Hey, it's not stupid.
No,
it's brilliant.
I honestly thought you were about to do another joke then. Hey, it's not stupid, it's...
And then no, I...
Do a joke.
Nope, I don't do jokes, I tell them.
Okay, I don't know. Was that a joke?
I mean, I guess not, because it went way over your head. You must be shorter than I thought. How have we never discussed this before? The fact that I love to tell dad jokes, and apparently you're now going to die every time you talk to me.
This is breaking me, really.
I now have a response whenever you go off on an endless tangent about Batman or something. I'll just start telling dad jokes.
Batman doesn't cry every time he falls in love. Oh, wait, yeah, he does. Damn superheroes. You meant to look up to them, and they will just cry.
And then you get tears on your face.
That's about, yeah. Tears?
Well, if you're looking up to them and they're crying, I mean, something's going to fall on you.
Make a joke about the Switch. Go on. I'm sure you've got one.
Actually, no, I haven't thought of any.
That's a...
I've only got so many jokes I can store in my head at a time. I guess I'm going to have to switch some of them out before I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that, Dave. You do that. Is that going to... Oh, hi. Good. I knew that was coming.
It's a good day to be alive.
Hey, musical. It's a good day to be Dave.
That said, despite all the dad jokes we've been telling, the name of this episode is still They're Feminists, They Hate Men.
See, you find your humor is dad jokes. My humor is... it's basically stating a fact, but in a humorous way.
Or dark humor.
Yeah, that too.
Is it possible to learn that type of humor? Not from a Jedi. I just made a prequel meme. That's amazing.
Not from a Jedi. You need to have all that Jedi.
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Pelagius the Wise?
You could, some would say, maybe he wasn't so wise.
Yeah. Have you seen that new trend where people will, man, we've talked about a lot of video games this time week, huh? No. Have you seen that trend where people will put really tiny text on the, on a picture telling you to zoom to different spots?
Oh yeah, that's the new meme of the world.
Yeah, I saw that with a Darth Pelagius Wise. It was like zooming on the Emperor's nose, not to the bottom left corner, not to the top right corner, and it was the whole tragedy of Darth Pelagius Wise.
I saw one of those, and I scrolled across it 3 times, then it called me a cunt.
See, I've never had them tell me anything bad. Usually it's good things or a tragedy.
Or a tragedy. Good things or a tragedy.
Of Darth Pelagius the Wise, the greatest tragedy there ever was.
He's getting a followership. Darth Pelagius the Wise.
Oh, he would if he wasn't dead.
True.
That reminds me, there's one other thing I want to mention, and then we're probably going to have to start wrapping up. This
wrapping up? It's not Christmas time. Over to the dark side, he's gone. Oh. I don't know who that was.
I do enjoy those types of jokes. But someone had gotten access to their friend's phone and then messed with the autocorrect. So that anytime he went to type sorry, his phone would autocorrect it to the entire tragedy of Darth Pelagius the Wise.
Oh.
And then he purposely texted his friend saying, hey, can you come to such and such? And his friend went to go say, no, sorry, I can't. And instead he said, no, have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Pelagius the Wise? Da-da-da-da-da-da, I can't. And then another text saying, what? And his friend.
Is he like, oh, so, I'm sorry. Video. I don't know what just happened.
Like, yeah. He's like, what just happened? The other friend said, the dark side is a path to powers many consider unnatural.
Okay.
I used to do that in a way to school computers back in high school.
Oh, yeah, at the shortcuts.
I would change the shortcuts on all the computers to extremely long sentences for the words A and I. Because I knew those are simple words that anyone would type.
At one point, I used to have a thing. Or not have a thing, but like, you know when like people get hold of your phone, they're like, oh, we're going to send a message. So I was one step ahead of that. I was thinking to myself, I'm not going to let people do this. I'm going to change every negative they could say about me into a positive. So like if they tried to text someone, they'd be like, oh, by the way, Jamie's gay or whatever. Suddenly it'd be like, mm-hmm. Jamie's a great person.
And did that work out?
It kind of did. I like, maybe like you're out drinking, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Your phone's, you know, someone gets hold of your phone and they think, oh, I'm going to play a prank on him. And then suddenly it's the next day. I wake up, I look at my phone. I had about 4 different people who had texts saying how great I am.
Why didn't you just lock your phone?
I was just like, well, it's like, you know, you like get your phone open, you're doing something, and then someone grabs your phone off, you're like, we're not going to get it back. Like, yeah, you're funny.
Mm. No, they're a dick.
Yeah, I used to hate people like that. Don't touch my shit. I'm not touching your shit.
That's unsanitary. You should never do that.
Everything's a bloody setup to you.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But you'd like being on the bloody cast of Big Bang Theory.
Man. Actually, it's not. My jokes tend to be a lot cleaner.
And actually make sense.
Yeah, there's not as much blood involved in my jokes.
I hate Big Bang Theory. Like, none of their jokes are funny.
They got one or two that are funny, but any more, yeah, it's kind of stretched. Like butter over too much bread.
Yeah. I saw a great comparison. It's like, Big Bang Theory was funny when the nerds were nerds. Now they're all married.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I stopped watching.
Yeah. It's like they one of the big jokes at the beginning was why the characters couldn't speak in front of women. Yeah, they got rid of that. Now he's banging like two women at once.
Huh. Yeah, the show's changed since I watched it. Yeah.
Like, it used to be the joke would be, ah, oh, they're never getting laid, they're losers. Now every episode basically ends with them all in bed with their respective lovers. It's like, okay. Even the one that don't like sex has sex. I mean,
that's weird. Yeah. Now, we are going to end the podcast, Jamie, let people get back to their business. But I do want to mention quickly, go watch Community, because that's much better.
Watch anything. Any comedy is better than Big Bang Theory.
But Community is like what Big Bang Theory wish it could have been. A more of a nerdy and funny comedy.
I feel bad for the guest stars they got on Big Bang Theory, too.
Yeah. Community's pretty good. Go watch that. Yep. But in the meantime, we're going to let the people get back to what they're doing. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed our conversation about dad jokes and Dave. How feminists hate men.
Dave did.
Go enjoy your Nintendo Switch and your Legend of Zelda. Please don't spoil things for me. Stop posting videos with the bosses in the pictures on the thumb screens, please. And I'll see you all, guys. I hope you guys have a good time and see you next level.
Yeah. Goodbye.